Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert. One of the toughest crash tests of all is what's called the front overlap crash test. Imagine a vehicle striking a telephone pole or a tree. It's that kind of test, just off to one side, not direct head on. Insurance Institute for Highway Safety did a bunch of those on electric vehicles. Joining us now to talk about it, Raul Arbeláez. He's a vice president at the Institute. So Raul, tell us, what did you find out?
Yeah, so we have some new ratings out for seven electric vehicles that we conducted some crash tests and headlight evaluations on and crash avoidance tests. And, you know, we had a wide range of results with some of them earning, you know, very good ratings in our new moderate overlap test. And, you know, the headlight ratings not being, you know, quite as good across the board, but overall a wide range of results for some of these new vehicles.
But it seems a number of them actually did do quite well.
That's right. We had the BMW i4, the Chevy Blazer EV, the Tesla Cybertruck, and the Volkswagen ID. Buzz all earning good ratings.
Now, what are some of the vehicles that are not getting good ratings? What do they need to work on?
So, you know, the vehicles that were at the bottom here with the new moderate overlap frontal crash, which is our new and most challenging crash, those vehicles were the Nissan Ariya and the Ford F-150 Lightning. The Ariya earned a marginal overall rating and the Ford F-150 Lightning a poor, which is, you know, far from the good rating we want to see in this test.
So, is there anything unique to EVs that would be different from an internal combustion vehicle? But, you know, are we seeing any kind of trends now that you've done a lot of EVs that would make them different? Or are they just, you know, vehicles that just happen to have a different propulsion system and safety is pretty much the same across the board? I guess that's the main point I'm looking at.
Yeah, so for the most part, you know, these vehicles have a lot of the same vehicle structures and seat belts and airbags. And, you know, the biggest challenge some of these vehicles have is the additional weight from the batteries can in some cases make it more challenging. But what we saw was the vehicle structures held up really well. And so some of the deficiencies that we saw were really probably due to things that automakers can do to improve the restraint systems for those occupants inside the vehicle.
And does it make a difference at all that these vehicles do not have an engine in the front? Does that make any difference at all?
You know, years ago, we thought that might make a difference. But, you know, we've conducted a few studies and we found that, you know, overall, the stiffness of these vehicles in the front is very similar to conventional combustion engine vehicles. So, no, that isn't. Some of the biggest differences for these vehicles in these crash tests were really just protection of the rear seated occupants, and we still have some room for improvement there, right? We have a lot of children seated in the rear, and we want to make sure they have the best seat belts possible to protect them in all crashes.
And that's an issue with a lot of vehicles, not just EVs.
That is true, and that is why we started this new test a few years ago. We added that rear occupant because we wanted to challenge industry to bring the level of safety for the rear seat up to what we've seen in front rows for years. So we are hopeful that even though we don't have those great results right now across all vehicles, that in a few years we will hopefully be there.
Great. What's the main takeaway? Sum it all up for me.
So the main takeaway is that consumers really do have a lot of choices, whether they're buying a conventional combustion engine vehicle or electric vehicle. There are vehicles out there performing really well in different crash modes. And we just urge consumers to look for vehicles that perform well in crash tests, crash avoidance tests, make sure that they have good headlights, doing their homework before they go ahead and purchase their new vehicle.